You have said you have some misgivings about charter schools. You've said that you personally can't see yourself voting for the charter school initiative that's going to be on our ballot in November. Where do those misgivings come from?
Well, I think that if you look at California, where I came from, the success rate for charter schools is not very high, which is unfortunate because I think the concept behind it is sound. But I think in practice there were some difficulties. So I would have to see more of what they're planning to do here in Washington, and if the voters voted in and it becomes a part of the options here, that I would want to see it done well. Make sure that there's real high accountability for whoever's wanting to operate a charter school.
Have you had a chance to read the language of the ballot measure?
I have not. I have not looked at that.
Could you imagine a scenario, if it's written in a way that you think ensures accountability, that you would come around and vote for it?
Even if it's in the language, I don't know if the language is going to touch it deeply enough. I think it's going to be when the actual applications come through.
In some ways, an answer to the charter school movement developed here at Seattle Public Schools are these creative approach schools, which you have been supportive of in your previous comments. What is one creative approach you'd like to see tried here?
I think that I would like to see something that provides our students something outside of that regular structured day. Perhaps our students require more time for instruction. Perhaps they require additional activities that can keep them fully engaged in the educational process at their school sites.
What is holding some schools back from doing that now?
There's so many limits to instructional day, and I think that oftentimes things are done very much prescriptive, or maybe it's even mandated. So anything that we want to do outside of that has to be negotiated and worked through.
All right, here's an example. You're coming in the aftermath of the math wars here. We have in Seattle adopted Discovering Math curriculum. It's a particular philosophy of how kids might better learn math, and there seems to be a lot of demand for alternative math curricula. Should schools be more easily able to opt out?
Well, I think we have to be careful how we select the curriculum. And so not knowing the history and the background in depth about how the selections came about, opting out of a curriculum, it can be a little bit dicey in that I think what we're dealing with now is kind of that whole thing of school site-based management, decentralization, and trying to bring that back. And so I think opting out is going to create that whole decentralized, we're going to do this on our own. And I don't know that that's actually going to be better than trying to get a strong curriculum to begin with.
So on that score, there is a great pull towards site-based management. Principals, in a lot of cases, would like to have a little more autonomy in their own buildings. On the other side, there is the problem of needing a central vision, a central leadership from your office. Where do you think you are on that spectrum, and where do you think Seattle Public Schools is as you come into it?
I do think we have to have a central direction. We do have to have the same goals, the same direction that we're all going in. There are opportunities, and there will be continue to be opportunities for the sites to have some flexibility. It's not going to be all lockstep. Everybody goes at the same rate, the same pace, because every school has its own unique community, school community. Some of them are in a position to move faster. Some of them may have to move a little bit slower. But the idea is that we're all going in the same direction.
So you would lean more toward centrally managed than site managed?
More towards that, but again, allowing and working with our sites to have some flexibility to deal with their specific issues and challenges.
Jose Banda began his tenure here 1 month ago as the new superintendent of Seattle Public Schools. Mr. Banda, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.